Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jack Ward of the American Hereford Association, talking about Hereford's partnership with Colorado State. Back in just a moment.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers, network with fellow cattlemen, check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattlemen.org.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
Jack Ward is the Chief Executive Officer of the American Hereford Association. Herefords are collaborating with Colorado State University, looking to use the vast database of genetic information that Herefords have and to come up with sustainable ways to make the breed better. Jack Ward says he's excited about the possibilities.
We certainly understand the importance of this research and the effect that we'll have on multiple different parts of our industry. Obviously, the American cattleman has been tremendous in their ability to produce more with less. We raise more beef with fewer cows than any of our competitors around the world. We know that cattle are natural upcyclers, and so the question always arises, why are we even worrying about this type of research? Well, we're talking about a population that's going to double by 2040 or 50. We talk about the fact that the good Lord is not going to make any more natural resources in terms of land. And so how do we become more efficient? And how do we, from a genetic standpoint, and that's the focus of this research, from a Hereford standpoint, how can we affect the overall sustainability and effect on environment that our cattle have? So it's going to take a lot of components. Over time, we've definitely documented the value of Hereford genetics and commercial cow herds in terms of fertility and longevity. We've done a tremendous amount of research in collecting individual phenotypes for feed intake. And as we understand, all of those things are going to have a very positive effect in terms of sustainability as we move forward in this industry.
Jack Ward says it's all about letting consumers know that cattle producers using Hereford genetics have the opportunity to be more sustainable. Chief Operating Officer of the American Hereford Association, Shane Bedwell, says that the data that's been collected over the years really offers an incredible story of sustainability.
Getting more cows bred early in a cycle, winning more pounds of calf. A more fertile cow is a more sustainable cow. And what's the beauty with the Hereford Association, and specifically Hereford Genetics, is all the research that's been done by the association and the U.S. Meat Animal Research Center in feed efficiency specifically. The U.S. Meat Animal Research Center found nearly a 2-pound advantage in intake, favoring the straight Hereford steer compared to the other breeds that were compared to in that study, and that really adds up and makes a huge difference on feed conversion. Dr. Lawman at Oklahoma State University showed a same advantage in comparing the F1 female, the good baldy, to the straight bred black female, a 2-pound advantage in intake in those cows on a pasture-based kind of a diet. And so when you start adding up all the things that the F1 female can do, it fits into a great sustainability story. And so the association has evolved over time, and we've continued to document the research, the advantages that Hereford brings to the table. It all adds up to a great testimonial for the breed.
Shane Bedwell with the American Hereford Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park. and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.